When Mary Vick Spaulding was in first grade, she would often hang out with her father, who was a local funeral director in Mount Clemens. She was 6 years old, and they'd be together in the embalming room, and her father would be teaching her about what he was doing. She says as a kid, she thought that's what everyone's family did.
I can remember being in the funeral home, and just it was so natural. It was a place that people came that were sad, and we helped them during that time they were sad, from a child's perspective.
Spaulding became a funeral director 38 years ago. For 25 of those years, she worked alongside her father, Harold. He has since died, and these days she runs the family business. She says her father taught her to deal with a human body with dignity and respect, and that anatomy is a beautiful thing.
The anatomy is always going to be where it's supposed to be. It's kind of like a history book. You know, the War of 1812 is always going to be the War of 1812. But with anatomy and physiology, it is a creation of God, and it all fits together like this fabulous puzzle. And when you look at anatomy in that way, to me, I have to say it's a beautiful thing.
Throughout her career, Spaulding has had plenty of experiences with things she can't explain, experiences that have never been scary or upsetting. But she says she believes in life after death, and she believes there are entities surrounding us when we die.
I've had many, many families tell me the story of their loved one seeing relatives or acting in responding to something that they cannot see. It's almost as if someone has come for them. And I experienced that with my dad. He was in the hospital. He looked past me. He looked up, and he smiled and winked, and he hadn't been very responsive. And I turned around, and I said, "Whoever you are, you cannot have him yet." And then he passed away about a month later.
Spaulding says her line of work is incredibly fulfilling. It involves meeting with families, taking care of bodies, and putting on funerals. And the Harold W. Vick Funeral Home takes calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Spaulding says it's especially meaningful when she walks away from the grave with a new widow or widower or a mother or father who's lost their child. And she knows she's done everything she can do as a funeral director to help them.
What we do is only the tip of the iceberg. They still have to go home to see their husband's shoes in the closet, to see that empty baby crib. So what we do is lay the foundation for them to start the grieving process, and it's really special work.
Spaulding says being a funeral director is what she was put on this earth to do, and that by continuing this work, it's a way to honor her father. Because the reason he became a funeral director was his mother died when he was a teenager. It was incredibly difficult. So he went into this line of work to understand people and their losses, and to ultimately help them. For Stateside, I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.